The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Ministries.
What we really want to do is train our kids to discern the difference between good and evil. Is this from God? And to do that, we need to be people who are intentional about our spirit. We are intentional about eating. We are intentional about getting enough sleep. Why are we not intentional about our spirit? And that leads to discerning. Discerning, is this good? Is this not good? And of course, always asking God his opinion, because we can become the expert from our view. And our view can be off. We need to go to God and get God's view, because he is all that is good.
How many of us have been in a situation where something happened and we wondered to ourselves, why didn't I know that was coming? The idea that something might happen or having a feeling about something affects us all. Some call this intuition and others a sense about something, but by whatever name you give it, it's still discernment. Coming up on Sought Out Radio, we'll discuss the spiritual gift of discernment and how it's an opportunity for us all not to lean on our own understanding, but actually tap into what God is saying about every situation. What would you do if you could actually discern good from bad situations before you walked into them? We'll find out, because that's coming up next, right here on Sought Out Radio. We welcome you to Sought Out Radio. I'm your host, Mark Groden. I'm joined once again with Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks. Welcome back, you guys. Good to have you with us again.
Yeah, it's good.
Woo-hoo. Today, listeners, we are excited to bring you the topic of discernment. This is a subject that I'm really excited to talk about. It's one that's near and dear to my heart, as I have taken this step of learning how to go deeper with God, and I just talk about briefly my own situation and how it is the point of inflection for my walk with God has been on this ability to discern his voice and to discern the spirit and discern what is happening in a situation. And as I've tried to go deeper with God, this is where I try to live my life every day. It's about spirit. And it is really, what is discernment? What is it that we are talking about when we talk about the spiritual gift of discernment? And what does it mean to operate in the gift of discernment? And why do we need it as a gift? What's the importance or the significance of it? I think are some questions that we'd like to answer for you today. But before we do, I want to just share a scripture real quickly. And this comes from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13 and 14. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So with that as kind of a backdrop and an understanding of what this topic will be, we're going to talk about these things that are spiritually discerned. And Herb and Bethany, I'm going to throw it out to you guys to just bring your own input or some examples, and perhaps you can help shed some light with people how to walk in greater discernment and what does it really mean to do so.
Mark, this is a great subject for today's broadcast. Bethany and I just place a high value on God's perspective, on his opinion. And wisdom is, I've heard it so well said, wisdom is getting behind God's eyes and see things as he sees them. And to be able to see through God's perspective is a type, is discernment. And especially in the fact that we know that there are so many voices, so many influences, crazy amount of influences and resources that are vying for the mind of a person. And we see how this is very active amongst our teenagers. There is so much that is coming at our kids, so many different voices pulling at them, vying for their attention. And how do we help our kids to discern and to step into discernment? Some years ago, I was looking to make an investment, and I just couldn't find peace over it, even though I had done my due diligence, I'd done some study, and I just did everything to align properly to gather a decision if this would make a good long-term investment. And but I couldn't discern. I couldn't find the rest. So I turned to the Lord in a different way as I went before him, because I know it's his lack of rest that I was discerning. So open Proverbs. I just begin to pour myself into the Book of Wisdom. And 4 hours later, all of a sudden, there was the scripture that popped up at me. Now, I had read it several times before, but God chose to just cause me to exercise what it is to be immersed in wisdom, to discern his answer. And all of a sudden, there it was. And with all of my study and gathering information and different authors on the subject, the answer was not to. A year later, as I looked at how that investment began to wane and turn in a direction, it would have hurt me greatly with that percentage that I was looking to invest in. And I just shake my head thinking, oh my, if we would just be people who would discern what it is that the Spirit is saying, that we'd be people of discernment.
The reason discernment's so important is it's useful for people and for land. It's the territory and us that Satan has gained access to. And so you can discern over territory, over a congregation, over individual people, and discernment is determining the source. Is this the Holy Spirit? Is this angelic? Is this a person and their grief is coming through? You know, is this spirits that aren't from God? And it most always it involves people for their freedom, for their help, for land to be cleared, for God to move. Right.
Well, Bethany, when you say land, can you describe for people who are listening a little bit what you mean by that? Do you mean territory?
Right. Over land. The
like the environment?
We've all been driving and we come into a place and we go, there was a shift. Let's not stay here. Let's get out of here. We think so much in the physical, we forget that we're spirit people. But the spirit realm is real and active, and that's why we talk about open heavens. Where is there a place where God can move freely versus a place where God cannot move freely, and why? This is where we're processing on deeper levels, and that's what I mean by territory.
If I could add to what Bethany's saying and support what she's saying, many, many years ago when when The Exorcist came on the silver screen through Hollywood, the suicide rate went up in America because fear was so released and we didn't discern. Where was the church? Well, there are a lot of churches that caught it and battled and brought people into freedom. But on a national level, now we're talking about the land of America, when a stronghold got a hold of Hollywood in this way for that moment and released a spirit of fear, where the suicide rate went up when that movie began to have its effect on our land. You see, this kind of stuff is so withheld in the church often because of the fear of reprisal or of what people might say. And what we've done is we've dumbed down people's knowledge that the spirit realm is real.
Huh, interesting point. We've dumbed down knowledge. I'd say that there's a lot of knowledge. There's mostly knowledge, and you're saying we've actually dumbed down the knowledge.
Well, we're selective in what we release, as we specialize in so many areas that are so helpful. I mean, it's incredibly helpful when we talk about some of the different ways that the teachings in our Bible colleges are causing people to become strong. But I want to say that there are a couple areas where a lot of the training and teaching and even degrees today leave out some of the areas of demonology, I think that some of this is an area that causes people to be afraid when we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, because when you begin to become experiential in things of the Spirit, you can't intellectualize it. It has to be those who have authority in this area. Let the authority, in other words, those who are experienced, bring the training. Because we have a lot of people attempting to be an authority in an area that they're never experienced in, and mm-hmm. we let them do that and bring the training. And I think we're missing it in the church. So allow those that God has called.
Yes.
To go in, as Bethany is talking about, to take back our land, take back our territories, take back our homes, and people who are struggling and suffering today, because we've got to have the discernment of the Holy Ghost. He's the one who leads, guides, trains, and brings people into freedom that Jesus effected on the cross. When he opened the scrolls in Isaiah 61, and then it was performed and then reported in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. That is to heal the broken and set the captives free. Captives, bring sight to the blind. That means emotional hurdles. And it goes on as this thing opens up.
What we really want to do is train our kids to discern the difference between good and evil. Is this from God? It's as simple as God is everything that is good. And if it's not from God, then there'll be a whole different discernment that our kids will get, that we'll get. And to do that, I love what you said at the beginning, Mark, is we need to be people who are intentional about our spirit. We are intentional about eating. We are intentional about getting enough sleep. Why are we not intentional about our spirit? And that leads to discerning. Discerning, is this good? Is this not good? And of course, always asking God his opinion, because we can become the expert from our sphere, like our view, and our view can be off. We need to go to God and get God's view, because he is all that is good.
Bethany is bringing up another thought that I have, and I know that we're limited on time, so I'm going to do my best here to get this out. The fact is that if we're watching a movie, all of a sudden Bethany will say, oh, I don't feel good about this. And if we were a family that would poo-poo her and say, you don't need to tell us that. What are you doing? But rather, I turn my head to her and say, what?
And all of a sudden, you're engrossed.
Yeah, it comes up on the screen and just say, don't look at that. And all of a sudden, here I am, my son and I are bowing our heads, covering our eyes, and she caught it coming before it hit the screen. That's because she's a very, very sensitive in the area of discernment. And then later she'll say, didn't you get that? And I'll say, no. And it's kind of like, don't muffle the voice that's in your family or in your home or in friends that are around you.
Or in your conscience.
Just because intellectually, we're anemic or immature in this way.
Well,
and here's a person who is experienced, and yet we shut them down sometimes. And don't do that. Learn by them. And I marvel at my wife, because she gets these things, and I want to be more like that. So I'm asking
but we can
the Lord
all
to
practice.
Increase us. Yeah.
We
all can practice. Yeah.
And we practice the accurate. Not with the whole know the dollar bill that's accurate so you can discern the inaccurate. If we're not hanging out with God, if we're not in relationship with him, if we're not getting a download straight from him, will we recognize the inaccurate? We can get numb down. We can get dummied down to, well, this is good compared to something worse.
What is good? What is evil? That's an excellent segue to why we need the gift. And, you talked about open heavens, and before, Herb, you've talked about angels as well. And that's a subject that we're going to cover on another broadcast. But I think it's really worth noting that the scriptures talk to us about these particular situations. And you said open heavens. And if certain things happened, would we as believers curse them, not realizing that they're from God? I mean, in 1 John chapter 4, it says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And then he talks about how you can recognize them, and that every spirit acknowledges Jesus. And if we don't know that, then we may fall prey to what Galatians also mentions. And it says that even if an angel of light should come preaching another gospel, that we should not receive him. We have to reject him, that he's going to be eternally condemned, and we've got to stay away. We got to know the difference. These are discernments.
On the other hand, it says that we entertain angels unawares. We're unawares because we're shut down in our spirit. I mean, there are stories through the Bible of angels, even God himself came and walked with people, and then they said, wow, we should have noticed that this was going on. I mean, and it's because we're practicing, you know, go ahead.
Well, that's right, honey, because I think if we were to begin to pull up different testimonies of people who have entertained angels, a lot of times folks are surprised at first until they begin to catch on, and then their discernment increases, but they open up their heart. You know, now all of a sudden they're on standby, as it were, should the next indicator comes that all of a sudden you're hosting again an angelic being. And some years ago, I was with another pastor hosting a conference, and the guest speaker was standing next to me, and all of a sudden in front of me, within 2 to 3 feet, was an angelic being, and it was staring square into my face. And immediately I said, Holy Ghost, why is he here? But then all of a sudden the discerner in me began to jump around, that something is wrong. Something is unclean. There's something not right. And what's really key for us is not to be so impressed by all of a sudden an angelic being, but that we continue to be moved of the Holy Spirit, because we're in relationship with him, and he is the one who is our counselor. And I begin to pray in that language that the Holy Ghost gives, and asking the Holy Spirit, what do I say to this being that is standing in front of me, because something is not right? And instantly he gave me the words to say to this being. I spoke it to this being, and all of a sudden the veneer, the facade that was an angel of light, but something unclean was in the air, all of a sudden that was that of a fallen angel, not an angel that serves God in his courts. And all of a sudden here was this fallen angel, this demonic spirit, trying to put on the air of an angel of light. And as I spoke to it a second time, what God gave to me to say to it, it bowed, dropped out of sight. And then the authentic messenger, the angelic being from heaven, stepped ahead, took one step forward, and all of a sudden there was this interaction that went on by the Spirit, and then he ascended. In other words, he had come down for this conference, for this moment, and took something, part of what God was doing. And this messenger received it as I gave it to him, and up he went. Now, in that encounter, it spoke volumes to me. I mean, this thing so rocked my world in the area of, don't take what you see at face value. Inquire of the Holy Ghost and for discernment. And it was really key. And over the years, this has really served me as I have since encountered, and we'll talk, Mark, like Mark said, we'll talk about another day, another broadcast, but encountered many encounters with angels.
I think we should take this opportunity to hear and use our gift of discernment for the listeners in the audience. And so let's take the next 4 or 5 minutes to just share any prophetic words that God would give us for anybody that's listening today, shall we?
Okay, let's try it. See what he would do.
You know, I'm thinking of some mothers out there, and you know something's not going right with your kids. You can sense it, you know it, you don't know what it is. I would just encourage you with wisdom that you would first of all step back, is this good, is this not good? And then ask God, what is this? and he will help you. He will discern, he will show you for your kids' sake, because he's all about freedom for your kids. And right now, Lord, I ask for mothers that this is resonating with. This is practical. This is how to walk this out. And Lord, there's nothing stronger than us praying for our kids, for us moms. And Lord, I ask for the mothers that this is stirring in their heart, and they're like throwing their hands up. I don't know what's going on. And I ask, Lord, that you would give them discernment and preciseness about each one of their kids, that you would help them to know that the roots would be ferreted out, that they could speak the opposite spirit over their children, that they could actually address something straight up and say, no, we're not going to have that in our house, that they could have a dialogue and say, have you paid attention to how you feel with this? Lord, help the mothers with wisdom and discernment for freedom for their kids and for the next generation. And right now, a lady named Bonnie, that you're practically without breath at this moment, and I ask, Lord, that you would intervene with Bonnie's family and generations, Lord, that her children's children's children would be affected by this discernment that goes off in her when all her senses are going ballistic. Help her to practice the good versus evil. Help her to walk forward, Lord, into learning more and more on this gift, that she could be effective in her prayers over her kids and her grandkids. And Lord, that you could break through in this family, specifically in Jesus' name. Lord, for business people who desperately need discernment over deals, over partners, over people to work with and not work with, God, I ask that you would help business leaders to pursue you, to humble themselves and ask your opinion, that you would bring clarity to them, that they would learn to exercise this gift in a real hands-on way with everyday stuff that they have to make decisions on. Lord, I pray that you would move in helping them to navigate in this area. Bruce, you're a business owner, and you are at a place where the press is intense, and you almost at the point of despair, but you need discernment, and discernment will walk you out, and discernment step by step and conversations with God will help you to navigate this out of this pressed area. You will come into freedom. You will never walk this way again, because discernment is a gift you have. You just haven't applied it to this area of your life. And freedom to you, Bruce. Exercise this and grow by dialing into and talking to God about all these things. Freedom to you.
You've been listening to our radio broadcast and recognizing that discernment is something that you long for as an increase in your life. And we long for that for you as well. We all, you know, Mark and Bethany and myself, are leaning into more increase as well, just longing for more of God. And I know that you long for that. And so let me just pray with you. If you can put your hand over your heart. Father, we ask an increase of discernment for all of us. And our hearts long to just walk with you and to know you more and to hear what you're saying, but also be led in the ways of just discerning and knowing right from wrong, what is a good move, a poor move, and knowing how to hold for not only our families, our children's sake, but for business, loved ones. Father, we just need discernment on the increase in our lives. I also pray for the woman from Sammamish, that's the word, Sammamish, and I believe it's your name, could be Susan, and you're listening to me now, increase to you, Susan, and if you would love to get in touch with us, go to isoughtout.com.
Thanks, Herb. Just a great prayer for increase in the area of discernment. Friends, discernment is an amazing gift, and it's arguably as important of a gift as there is. Please join us in all your prayers to discern more from God, to hear His voice, to understand every situation, to know the spirit of something that your kids are battling, or just addressing that feeling that you have when you walk into a certain room. Pay attention to what God may be saying. Inquire and know if you're dealing with warfare, and always remember that He is faithful to instruct and encourage you in every situation. Very quickly, friends, we are so thankful to our partners, and we could not bring you Sought Out Radio without the generous support of our listeners. That's why we want to tell you that summertime is coming, and all ministries are stretched at this time of year. That's why we need your support more than ever. If you enjoy Sought Out Radio and you would like to see us stay on the air, will you consider supporting us with a monthly gift? To give to Sought Out Radio, you can write us at Sought Out Radio, P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. That's P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. You can also send us an email at radio@isoughtout.com. That's radio@isoughtout.com. Or go to our website, isoughtout.com, and follow the links to partnership and to giving. Well, I'm afraid we're all out of time. For Herb and Bethany Marks, thanks again for joining us. Be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Radio, you can do that at isoughtout.com.